today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, dear listeners of this program, today is a special from IRIB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this episode under the title of The Status of Music in Islam. Yes, we're going to speak about music. Today, Saturday, is the 5th of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 17th of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 7th of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Al-Jum'ah, verse 11 from the Holy Quran. We'll listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَإِذَا رَأَوْا تِجَارَةً أَوْ لَهْوًا فَضُّوا إِلَيْهَا وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا قُلْ مَا عِندَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ اللَّهْوِ وَمِنَ التِّجَارَةِ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ
But when they saw a transaction or a diversion, O Muhammad, they rushed to it and left you standing. Say, what is with Allah is better than diversion and than a transaction, and Allah is the best of providers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
According to the exegetic sources, once the noble prophet was reciting the sermons of the Friday prayer when a caravan of the tradesmen entered Medina while beating their drums. Most of the Muslims left the noble prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, leaving his sermon unfinished. It was on that occasion that the blessed verse was revealed to censure their unworthy act. The blessed verse addressed to the noble prophet is saying that what is with Allah Almighty is better than amusement and trade, and Allah Almighty is the best provider.
Accept my prayer, ya Rabb al-alamin, ya Rahman ya Rahim.
Okay, at the beginning of this episode, I told you the topic of this episode is music in Islam. Music was first became famous in the Western culture, even it already existed since the ancient time. But Western culture made it spread out. Some scholars have an opinion that music is haram, and some said it is allowed as long as the music does not contain of bad words or lead us into bad things or forget the obligation to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But music itself is a creation, the beautiful one that originally made to ease our heart and to make mankind happy. Islam does not restrict music or prohibit all music. What Islam said in guidelines is that music is a pure thing and Muslims should keep its purity by not contaminate music with evilest deed. Nowadays, we find that music change into a rude and bad things. It is easy to find music filled with curse, insult, obscene, and wild words. Those music is prohibited in the view of Islam and should be avoided by all Muslims.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binastayin. In this episode, we are going to talk about music in Islam. According to Islamic teachings, first of all, art isn't, in its essence, absolutely or, essentially endorsed or rejected. It isn't a zero or one case or, status. Rather, it must be indicated that in Islam, arts in general and music quite specifically are bounded to the context and to the uses and influences. According to Ayatollah Khamenei, we find that music takes us and leads us away from normal routes of activities and invites us to idleness, to wasting our time and wasting our energy, this kind of music isn't allowable, and it's a kind of haram music, a forbidden kind of music. If a kind of music leads us to committing sins and giving a positive feedback to our carnal desires, this kind of music is certainly not recommended and strictly forbidden. However, if music, music just a simple composition and just some rhythmic sounds, and in that kind of music, the person who performs that kind of music invites people or leads people or inspires people to be more active, to be more energetic in the positive way and for allowable and recommended purposes. So that kind of music is certainly recommended.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
This is today's special about Islamic viewpoint on music. Now we'll look at negative effects of music in Islam. It lead us into idolatry. In music, we also found several icon, idol, person, and certain symbol. When we idolize them too much, we wear those icon or symbol or idol. We become more interested and adore it excessively until we forget of Allah. The other effect of music, bad music, is forgetting prayer. Prayer is an obligation for every Muslim. Perform it on time is a must for every Muslim. By listening music, we forget times, surrounding, and did not listen on prayer call. And when we realize it, the time has passed. or when it is a time to perform prayer, we delayed it for a moment just to listen on the songs until they run out. This matter is feared as the negative effects of music in Islam.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran.
Welcome to this part of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about the harmful effects of music on body and mind. We must frankly recognize and examine the possible harmful influence of music. This should not surprise or shock us. Everything which is effective can be so either for good or ill. It is well to make clear outright that the medical effect of music does by no means have to coincide with its aesthetic value. There is bad music from the standpoint of art, which is harmless. And on the other hand, there is music by some of the best composers, which can be definitely harmful. It is not a paradox to state that music of a harmful character, the more expressive it is aesthetically, the more dangerous it can be.
In a hadith by Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, "Al-ghina majlisun la yanzuru Allahu ila ahlihi, wa huwa mimma qala Allahu 'azza wa jall, wa min an-nasi man yashtari lahu al-hadith li yudhilla 'an sabilillah." Imam Sadiq alayhi salam tells us what Allah means in this verse by lahu al-hadith, vain talk. Vain talk is singing. What do singers sing about? Is it something philosophical? Is it something spiritual? Is it religious? It's all vain. It's all nonsense. It's all ridiculous. It harms and doesn't benefit. There are many youth in the West that, alhamdulillah, are very religious. I can say that many youth in the West are a lot more religious and law-abiding than many youth in the East. Many youth in the West are a lot more religious. They pray, they fast, they pray, they fast, they observe hijab. They follow the laws of Allah and the laws of the Quran, and they abide by the laws of and teachings of Ahlul Bayt. However, some youth have a weak point, and that weak point is music. A lot of religious youth that even come to the Islamic centers and perform all of the religious rituals, but their weak point is music. They can't stop listening to music. Whether it's in the car as they drive to work or school, or at work, or in the gym when they're working out, or at home, they're listening to music. Or if they hear someone else is listening to music, they don't care. They take it very lightly. If their brother or sister is listening to music on TV, they don't tell them to lower the volume, or their children, so on and so forth.
Thank you very much. Our time is over. We leave you all in Allah's protection. Till another meeting, another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. God bless all of you.
Show you what's behind your door. And they You showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world, 'cause I'm a believer.